Chapter 44, The House. In the next four chapters, you will review the house, the movie, school, and the car. These metaphors are designed to help us understand self-healing and skillful pain management. Imagine we live in a three-story house. The first floor is our story, the second floor is our higher self. On the third floor, there is a higher power. See the illustration on page 317. The first floor of the house is ordinary human consciousness. It is under the control of the ego. This is where our individual and collective stories play out. As the story unfolds, we see the entire human condition, beauty and goodness, triumph and tragedy, humor and sadness, tests and trials, the good, bad, ugly, great, and terrible. The second floor of the house is filled with unlimited healing qualities. This is the higher self or soul. We can go there for solace or comfort. No matter the problems we face on the first floor, the second floor offers peace, safety, harmony, and strength. You can look at page 79 for a review of the list of 100 healing qualities. The third floor is the land of higher powers. The goal is to infuse powerful second floor healing qualities into the first floor story. When we add patience, kindness, love, understanding, compassion, forgiveness, strength, courage, and humor to the story, everything gets better. This is called spiritualizing the story or skillful pain management. The story and problems are the same, but there is less reactivity and therefore less pain. The goal is to work with anything that shows up on the first floor and remain even-minded, patient, kind, and calm. Our imperfections preclude our ability to succeed at this 100% of the time, but what a wonderful goal. Go to the second floor of your house and bring healing qualities down to the first floor to help you manage your pain and problems. How do we do this? The steps to the second floor are the practices recommended in Healing Power 10 Steps to Pain Management and Spiritual Evolution Revised. There are 15 steps or methods to the second floor. The methods are people, activities, belief systems, affirmations, habit transformation, progressive muscle relaxation, breath work, contemplation, meditation, prayer, mindfulness, the presence of God, service, yoga, and the transformation of emotion. If you practice these methods and the qualities become strong enough, they can no longer contain themselves. They inflate by nature. Gradually, they take over the first floor and expand through the ceiling of the second floor to the third floor of the house. Here, there are no walls, no ceiling, and no roof. This is the big space, the land of higher power and higher consciousness, sometimes referred to as nirvana, ecstasy, or God. Here, you may experience a superconscious state, unfathomable peace, pure unconditional love and ecstatic joy. This pure consciousness expands to infinity. Blow off the second story ceiling with your ever-expanding compassion and love. You will see the stars, then touch them. Exercises. 1. How does the three-story house apply to your life? 2. Do you have a second and third floor philosophy? 3. What is your belief system? 4. Do you have a higher self and/or a higher power? 5. What are your practice methods? Exercise number 6. Pain has a purpose. Our pain is important, but not as important as how we respond. We can turn the tables on our pain and make it work for rather than against us. We can make medicine out of our pain. No painful experience is wasted on the first floor. We can always use our pain to propel ourselves to the second and third floor. Every painful problem, all tests, trials, tribulations, temptations, character defects, ego, pride, emotional reactivity, anger, resentment, guilt, shame, anxiety, and more. All of these painful problems have but one purpose, to get us to grow the qualities. Use the pressure of the problem on the first floor to push yourself in the direction of expanded second floor healing qualities and third floor superconscious states. Exercise number 7, transforming problems into invited guest teachers. In this exercise, we transfer the healing power of second floor qualities to the first floor to help us manage our painful problems. There are 6 steps: introspection, guest teachers, healing and purification, action, repetition, and mastery. Introspection. The first floor represents the physical plane. This is where we struggle with issues, problems, flaws, and symptoms. Some of these we can fix, others do not respond so easily. All of us have problems that take up residence on the first floor of our home against our will. We do everything we can to eliminate them. However, no matter what we try, some problems will not budge. We cannot fix them or evict them. On the contrary, the more we struggle, the more upset and agitated we become. Make a list of the problems you are unable to eliminate from the first floor of your house. For example, you might choose highly reactive emotions. Step 2, convert problems to invited guest teachers. When agitated, it is often because we have not created enough space for the problem. We have treated the problem as an uninvited guest. When we find ourselves in this dilemma, we can accept the problem in our home as a resident instructor. Go to the second floor of your magical house where there is unlimited space. Bring a portion of that space down to the first floor and create a guest room for your problem. Fill the room with an atmosphere of acceptance, thus making the uninvited problem a guest teacher. We can create as many rooms as we need. There is an infinite supply of space on the second floor of this magical house. We can do this with all of our problems, so that on the first floor, all we have are invited guest teachers in the school of life. This sets the stage for the next step, healing and purification. Step 3, healing and purification. When we respond to first floor painful problems with second floor qualities, we heal and purify. The atmosphere on the second floor is still, silent, spacious, and serene. Here, there is unlimited love and associated qualities. The goal is to bring these qualities to the first floor to help us manage our painful problems. Go back to the second floor to get whatever qualities you need to manage your problem. We have 100 qualities to choose from up there. The steps to the second floor are the recommended methods: affirmations, mindfulness, meditation, loving service, and more. When we practice these methods, we climb to the second floor where we draw from an unlimited supply of space and healing qualities. Practice meditation, mindfulness, service to humanity, or any other methods that you enjoy, and absorb the qualities you need to skillfully manage your first floor problems. For highly reactive emotions, you might choose peace, even-mindedness, and patience. Permeate all of the rooms in your house and their invited guest teacher problems with these qualities. Next step, action. bring your expanded peace, even-mindedness, and patience to all of your thoughts, feelings, desires, decisions, and actions, and give these qualities to all whom you meet. Next step is repetition. All first four problems are teachers with the goal of helping us expand healing qualities until these qualities become unconditional. Repeat this process of healing and purification until the qualities become unconditional. And then the final step, mastery. In the end, we become patient, peaceful, and even-minded under all conditions. Exercise number 8, spaciousness. When we practice spiritual disciplines, we expand the space in our house so that it will be big enough to hold all of our problems. When we have a lot of space, problems can show up with barely a ripple. But what happens if we do not have enough space in our house to hold our problems? Did you know that you can create more space and make your rooms bigger? Did you know you can fill the rooms with love, light, and any of the other 100 healing qualities? Is your house big enough? What will you do to create more space? Exercise number 9, right attitude. Right attitude is when our thoughts, feelings, decisions, and actions are aligned with the healing power of love and associated qualities. Bring love, compassion, understanding, forgiveness, courage, strength, perseverance, and other second floor healing qualities to your first floor problems. With right attitude on the first floor, knots are untied, problems melt, balance and harmony result. Cultivate right attitude for first floor problems. Exercise number 10. Who owns this house? We cannot get rid of all of our problems, but we can learn how to live with and above them. We can do this by learning how to live on the three floors of the house at the same time. Painful problems are on the first floor. Unlimited healing qualities are on the second floor. And the third floor is higher power or spirit. Find your problems on the first floor, but don't identify with them. They are invited guest teachers, but they do not own the house. Welcome these guests into your home, but not as permanent residents. Instead, identify with the second and third floor. This is the soul connected to spirit. This is your best self, higher self, and true self. Focus there as you work with and on your first floor realities. While we face everything on the first floor, we transcend and rise above it by getting to the second and third floor. Remember, your problems are teachers, helping expand your healing qualities until these qualities are unconditional. Call up your army of 100 healing qualities from the second floor of your house and send them down to the first floor to take charge of the story. When your pain or problem persists, never forget that this is not who you are. You are not your problems. Problems are guests. The owner of the house is love. You are love itself. Affirmations. I am not my problem, defect, illness, or symptom. These first floor identifications need to be managed, but are not who I really am. It doesn't matter what the world or my body does. I am the serene and compassionate space within and without. Exercise number 11, the compelling nature of the first floor. The first floor is the human condition. The second floor is love. The third floor is infinity. There are many layers on the first floor: the world story, our personal story, our roles, relationships, responsibilities, personalities, attachments, and problems. The first floor story is compelling and magnetic. It grabs all of our attention, sucking into its vortex our entire consciousness. It is important, but we make it too important. It consumes all of our attention and energy. Don't let the first floor story define you. Cast off these layers by spiritualizing the story with the love qualities from the second floor and contact with the Infinite One on the third floor. Affirm, I hold all of my problems in a compassionate space. I hold all of your problems in a compassionate space. I will work with this condition, however long or severe. I respond with love. Exercise number 12. Our true identity. Problems are on the first floor of the house where we live in ordinary consciousness, but we are not our problems. We need to face our problems and work on them, but they are not our true identity. Never, even for a moment, assume the identity of the problem. There is something deeper, the soul and spirit. Our true self is second floor healing qualities and third floor higher states of consciousness. The higher self is unconditional peace, joy, love, wisdom, courage, strength, warmth, harmony, balance, beauty, and a host of other healing qualities listed in the spiritual alphabet. At some point, the qualities expand into superconsciousness, the peace that surpasses understanding, pure love, and ecstatic joy. This is our true identity. Exercise number 13, soul and ego. The ego is in charge of the first floor. The soul is in charge of the second floor. The goal is to have the soul take over the first floor. This is going to take some time. The ego resists the soul's attempt to take over. They fight with each other. Continue your practice. Persevere. Keep going. Soul qualities slowly grow and replace the trickster ego. Eventually, the soul takes over the first floor. Exercise number 14, reactivity. We may not be able to fix or eliminate all first floor problems, but we can reduce reactivity by infusing the first floor with healing qualities, love, compassion, forgiveness, understanding, acceptance, and more. When we find ourselves overreacting, there is a shortage of healing qualities on the first floor. When we have enough healing qualities on the first floor, we do not overreact. Go to the second floor. Here you will find an additional supply of any one or a combination of healing qualities you need. Decorate every room on the first floor of your house with the beautiful and loving healing qualities of the second floor. Exercise number 15, provocative people. Make a list of people who provoke you. Now in a meditative state, visualize each one of them in a room with plenty of space. Then permeate the room with understanding, respect, compassion, forgiveness, patience, tolerance, kindness, light, and love. Picture yourself with each of these people in harmony and peace. Do this until your love, compassion, understanding, and forgiveness are unconditional. And then give these qualities to everyone that you meet. Exercise number 16, guilt and shame. When you feel guilty, ashamed, or embarrassed by your mistakes, visualize yourself in a spacious room filled with understanding, compassion, and forgiveness. Absorb these qualities. Practice this until your love for yourself is unconditional. Exercise number 17, resentment. It's all too easy to get stuck in self-righteous anger and resentment for the wrongs done to us by others. Anger is seductive, attractive, magnetic, and difficult to shed. But righteous anger is not love, and it steals our peace. To reduce your negative, ego-driven anger, go to the second floor and stay there, even when other people are wrong and you are right. This is a big part of spiritual work, as it involves ego reduction and soul expansion towards unconditional love. How else can you get to unconditional love unless this condition plays itself out again and again? Not getting your way is the only way. Righteous anger is a lower vibration of consciousness. Get to the second floor and stay there, no matter what other people do. Otherwise, we are filled with emotions about what other people are doing to us. But this does not mean that you are a doormat. Protect yourself on the outside while you reduce your ego on the inside. Number 18, growing love is most important. Of course it matters what happens on the first floor, but how we respond matters even more. Let the story unfold on the first floor, and then spiritualize that story with second floor healing qualities. The greater the pain on the first floor, the bigger second floor love has to be. When love is strong enough, the first floor story dissolves, and love is all there is. Painful tests recur until love is unconditional. Even then, there may still be painful tests, but you will be a skillful pain manager. Exercise number 19. The greater the pain, the greater the victory. The deepest suffering requires the deepest healing. The bigger the pain story on the first floor, the more work we have to do with methods and qualities to manage it skillfully. For example, problems can be 1 to 100 in severity. If you have a 1-unit problem, you need 1 unit of a healing quality to match. I'm a little anxious, so a little meditation can work to calm me down. A 20-unit level of anxiety would require deeper and longer meditation. An 80-unit problem will require day-to-day, hand-to-hand combat for weeks, months, or years. But despite the long-term effort required, the payoff on bigger problems is great. The healing qualities we need to manage that pain skillfully will have to match and exceed 80 units. Big doses of peace, courage, strength, compassion, and the other qualities can then be enjoyed, shared with others, and deployed for any of the tests still to come. Exercise number 20. Endure with courage. When we get stuck with first floor problems that will not go away, we can endure with courage while we use our willpower to practice methods and cultivate qualities. This is the work. On the first floor, we accept and endure whatever problems are there with courage. We apply all of our willpower to the methods and cultivation of the qualities. As we practice, the qualities are growing, but we may not feel it until later. Exercise 21, lifelong practice. Expect bouts of unskillful pain management on the first floor of the house due to old brain grooves carrying negative thought and emotional habit patterns that take over against our will. Go to the second and third floor early and often and stay there as long as you can. The way forward is practice. Practice is lifelong. Be patient. Exercise number 22. What house? In the beginning, we understand the goal of all first floor pain is to get us to the second floor and then the third floor of the house. Go to the second floor and bring the qualities down to the first floor. This may be hard at first. You may find yourself stuck on the first floor and find it difficult to get to the second floor, let alone stay there. All you experience is your painful problem. If you persist, however, you can get to the second floor for short periods of time and progressively stay there for longer periods. The qualities are growing and you feel them. There is more peace, love, compassion, strength, courage, patience, and more. You feel better. When advanced, we stay on the second floor all of the time, and the second floor qualities take over the first floor. We remain even-minded under all conditions. Eventually, we break through the ceiling on the second floor and enter third floor superconscious space. The peace that surpasses understanding, pure love, ecstatic joy, bliss, nirvana, God. With practice, superconsciousness occurs more often and lasts longer. Masters live in a house filled with unlimited healing qualities and higher states of consciousness. What rooms? What walls? What floor? What ceiling? What roof? What house? Only love. Pure love. No forms. Disembodied consciousness. Infinity. Eternity. Immortality. Absolute spaciousness. Blow off the second story ceiling with your ever-expanding compassion and love. You will see the stars, then touch them. Points to remember. Healing qualities already exist on the first floor of the house, but we always need more. Go to the second floor early and often to improve your ability to manage pain skillfully. Practice when you feel good and when you feel poorly. An uninvited problem that we cannot eliminate creates agitation. We can reduce this agitation by giving the problem a spacious room filled with stillness, silence, and serenity. When life does not change, our response to it can. We can accept all problems with serenity. When we practice the methods described in this work, we create an increasingly serene space to hold our problems. We can bring second floor qualities to first floor tests and trials. When we focus on the qualities instead of our problems, we slowly spiritualize the entire first floor of our home. Eventually, love, compassion, understanding, courage, perseverance, and strength permeate our atmosphere. In the beginning, in ordinary consciousness, a problem like a big fish creates many ripples in a small pond. In higher states of consciousness, the same fish has little or no effect, as our consciousness has expanded. We have the space inside to handle anything, including death. Affirmations. I add love to every moment. I accept every problem as a guest teacher. I accept all problems with serenity. I surround, feed, permeate, and saturate all of my problems with healing qualities. I burn karmic problems with love. Love burns karma, mine, yours, and ours.